Move over, Rocktober. It is now February. This is the perfect pull.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, show about things interesting, fun, the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
Oh, no Matt right now. Could happen in any moment, though. You just don't know. Don't count it out.
I love gold.
Oh, that's a new beer being opened. It's exciting. Nothing beats popping a can open, you never know what's going to happen, what that can of beer is going to bring you, what joy.
How much joy?
What bad mistakes or joy or both will this can of beer bring you?
How much fast food will you consume?
Because how many chips will you consume now after opening this? What did you just open there, Nick?
A Goat's Mia beer.
Goat a beer?
Old, it's a beer. It's a brew.
A brew.
Because it's February. This is Old Yellow Chair. Barrel-aged Imperial Stout from Adobe Creek.
Oh, Paul's place up there.
This a pole beer?
Novato?
Novato, yes sir. Ding ding.
Paul's place. Go visit.
Applause, Paul. Applause.
Go see Paul.
I'm having a pole beer. Yellow chair.
Can you give us a little taste?
Quick review. Ah, it has aroma.
Good job.
Ooh. Please look out for this beer. It's pretty good.
It's got a bite.
It's got some bite. It's not overly whiskied, but.
Oh, it's got some whiskey?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's a bourbon whiskey barrel. Just says barrel aged. So.
Wow.
Does have vanilla, nice little sweetness at the end. It's around 12.5%.
Whoa.
12.6. So, but it's not bitey, it's just boozy.
I call him bitey.
Not much aroma. I retract my earlier statement of not having it. It's light. But the full flavor, full of chocolate and vanilla.
All right.
With a kiss of bourbon.
Were you having something before?
My tailgate beer was always fresh. Brew Daddy Oatmeal Stout from Loomis Basin Brewing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a Wazoo beer.
Loomis Base. Loomis, California.
I was having a Wazoo beer. Wait, hold my beer. Grass Valley Brewing Company Double Hazy IPA. It was very sweet. And I'm not too fond of sweet beers. So when the IPAs get sweet.
Get sweet.
Wow, now the bat open.
I love gold.
Poorly opened.
And now I've got a new beer. My show beer. First show beer. From Liquid Gravity. Old School Mixtape. It's a West Coast double. You're gonna this. I just picked this up at the market today. So look at that.
Whoa,
that label.
Whoa. What is this?
It's got cassette tape. Cassette tape label and a bunch of other cassette tapes on it. I believe this is the first time having this beer, unless it's they've had it before and they've just changed the label.
Same beer, different label. That's never happened before.
Wow, it's not what I was expecting. There is a different hop bill.
Uh-oh.
Let me see if it...
Trying to sneak in some new...
I'm not going to say, but... There's... Excuse me. But I don't have the Corona. Knock on wood. Oh, all right. It's still pretty interesting. Just not what I was expecting. Old school mixtape from Liquid Gravity. And now we're up to date on our beers. Mac can show up at any time. And we begin the episode. Now we begin. Culture. Oh, Nick. You have something.
I'm shocked you called him
us.
Shocked right now. Let's see. What's the date on this? Oh. This is dangerous. We might have talked about this last week.
Uh-oh. All right. I'll see if I can remember. I'll judge.
2. Is this new? I can't tell if this is new. Okay. Hop water is coming back around. Trying to wedge their way into the NA crowd.
All right.
Two of them. One you will be excited for, one you will not, but it still exists. Hoppy Refresher from Lagunitas.
Okay.
It's a hop water and Hop Splash from Sierra Nevada. Why up here? Yes, no, either of these.
And what was the second one? I'm sorry.
So these are two hop waters. They're not not even NA beers.
One's
they're just
the Lagunitas,
hop water.
But what was the other hop water?
So the first one is Lagunitas Hoppy Refresher. Refresher. Yeah.
Blah 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 blah. Blah 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 blah.
The Hoppy Refresher from Lagunitas, which I know Lagunitas, whatever, but you know it's got to be ridiculously hopped for hop water
maybe
it could be coming from them. So I'm curious what that would taste like.
Was there another one or it was just that
one? And then so the one you would look out for would be Sierra Nevada's Hop Splash.
Yeah.
Hop a splash.
I did mention that before in a different way, but.
Okay. It's a zero alcohol.
I'll get that.
So not NAs, but hop water.
I think I'd rather have hop water than NAs.
Ooh, Hop Splash is a Citra Amarillo blend.
Oh, Amarillo. Citra. I'll do a Citra.
Citra hop. If you're going to have a hop water, Citra's what you're looking for.
Is it going to be clear, though?
You want a hazy hop water? Is that what you're getting at? Some good old Hanford water? Why is it hazy? I don't know. I don't even know where you'd find this stuff. Maybe Whole Foods. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know either. I assume BevMo.
And yeah. BevMo, okay. And
Total Wine.
The Total Wine. BevMo parking lot report.
So I gotta make a run to one of those places and see what they got in there. Yeah. It's not like, that's not really, I mean, I haven't seen them in my grocery stores, like any NA stuff out, you know, any kind of extra NA stuff.
Yes, I believe Total Wine is still the place to get the large selection of NAs.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a good couple of spots for
them. Damn, all these news sites, since they've started their own podcast, they don't like to write about things
anymore. What the hell? I want to read, damn it. Tired of listening to idiots on the podcast.
Yeah, we were here first.
Yeah, we did it first.
We did it first. XL Pedro chimes in on the forum and says, Deschutes is now making Black Butte NA. Yeah,
saw that. That'll be interesting. Since the producer here in the household drinks a lot of Deschutes porter. So I wonder if she...
You think she'd do a... Has she ever mentioned doing a dry...
No.
Dry January or sober Toby.
So, you know, it's not...
Like, I would do it if... dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. She's not following a bunch of beer Twitter people.
Oh, so okay.
She's not saying dry January too much.
So she's got plenty of time to do other things with her life.
Yeah. Yeah. She actually has time to do things in her life. Unlike me that like looks at Twitter every break. What's happening at Twitter now? What's beer Twitter doing?
Now what are they doing?
Now
who's on fire?
They got all bit out of shape just because Beer Babe was just like some suggestions to make
beer more sexy.
No, to make festivals better, and the dumb little group that just can't like not argue with everyone was just like, because she was just saying like, hey, more space. More time, more water, more food, and they just like they couldn't handle that.
Yeah, less food and less bathrooms, no water and higher ABV beers. Sounds like a great
that's the kind of festival they want. Now, they're trying to make the point like, oh, you can't do those kind of festivals because you got to make money or whatever. I'm just like, well, I don't know. I know there's like that rotating festival that like goes around that festival tour. The one that when it comes to Fresno, it's at the fairgrounds that like, festival, beer festival.
Yeah.
Like, so I assume
DJ.
Yeah, there's a DJ.
DJ Fest
DJ
with beer.
DJ Boosts and all kinds of Bud Light variants. But
yeah, craft beer like Blue Moon.
Yeah, Blue Moon variants. So I assume they're out to make money. But like, I never think of a local festival as something that needs to make money. It needs to make its money back. But like.
Yeah. We're never sure who makes the money.
Well, you can't have a model. That's a bad model. You can't, like, charge, you know, people money and then, like, have a venue with a bunch of space, man. You got to make your money.
Like, space, man.
I don't really think that's the point of festivals, is to make money. And you should be paying your, I mean, if it shouldn't be all volunteer. Like, if you're a brewery sending out, if you're a brewery sending out a table at a festival, pouring at a festival, you should be paying your people. If they're there for 4 hours or 5 hours, just pay them. Like, I don't know. It needs.
I'm sure the organizers ask the breweries to donate their beer. I mean, that's.
Well, yeah. And that's, you know, some of them. And that, right. You know, that's not, I mean, that's not cool unless you're like a little, you're a little startup brewer that like needs people in town to know your name. I guess that makes sense. But
think of the exposure you'll get.
Think of the exposure you'll get.
Think of your exposure.
But like, I don't know why.
Do this for free, but we'll give you exposure.
If you're a brewery that can't afford to pay people to pour your beer and send beer over there and stuff, then just don't do it.
So,
but I don't.
Brings up the question: who made the money for Suds in the City? Was that?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a benefit of some sort, or was that just to have something to do?
I always felt like it just sort of paid for what, you know, you had to pay for security, you have to pay for
the
venue, you have to pay for.
Well, that's the way we run our car show. We're nobody's getting rich off our car show. We just try to make enough money to do the next year's car show.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that's what we do. We don't beat up people too bad to donate and volunteer, and we hope they will. I mean, it makes our lives a lot easier, but we don't promise them boatloads of exposure. If, you know, like, hey, if you need money,
work
something out.
A car show is a little bit different as like, it's not, you know,
yeah,
a beer festival.
I guess they're not like giving away their hard,
their businesses hard trying product. To get more business in there. Where at a car show, it's just more, it's obvious. So so I'm just saying, like, at a car show, I would expect more volunteers. Like,
yeah,
it would be more appropriate for volunteers. That, you know, who would be paying people to work there? You know, outside of the whatever funds you charge to people to get in, so we can pay for the event. But,
well, if we were making boatloads of money, one, I think people would know. Two, if we were making boatloads of money, we'd be okay paying people because it'd be that much better of an event.
Right.
So I think I see what you're saying. If you pay your people to serve attendees.
I don't know. I was behind Beer Babe is just making normal beer observations, blogger-esque
And she got raked over the coals for it.
And then that dumb little interloper, I call it, I feel like they're interlopers at this point. There's like this little group on beer Twitter that like thinks they know everything and they're not, and they shit on beer geeks and sort of they sort of hate, they're like, they live in beer Twitter all day, but then they also hate beer geeks. So it's just this bizarre.
Is this like a group of worst beer blog fans? Like they think they're funny and witty too?
Yeah, it's in that. It's the worst beer blog little fan base that he's got that always shows up to chime in on things. Like the normal beer people or beer geeks are just out there doing beer geek stuff and they're like, blah, and they come up with some sort of angsty, make it angsty and political for no reason.
Yeah,
no reason. Not really political, but just like starting shit.
Beer politics,
like starting shit for no reason. It's like, Jesus, man. Can you just leave us be? If you hate beer people so much, just stop. Like, go away. Don't be here. It's like going to a hardcore show and there's like an indie rock guy going, this is too hard.
Your music's too hard.
Like, this is a hardcore show, bro. Get the fuck out of here if you don't like it.
Well, you don't have to play so hard.
That's what this is. So there's like that. There's like, why do you have to be so geeky about beer? I'm sorry, you walked in the wrong... Well, did you walk into the wrong room?
Yeah. All these down the street, sir.
What else, Nick?
Speaking of... I was trying to find it. There are... Our local craft beer page troll has come back to make fun of the Ale Trail breweries. But what? I can't find a current post.
So somebody's
maybe they got the boot again.
Going in a Facebook group or
in the Central Valley Craft Beer Drinkers on Facebook. There's someone.
I'm just excited because there hasn't been any drama in a beer Facebook group in years. That used to be a thing we'd talk about. Like somebody.
Ours is now 90% ads of small liquor stores posting what they've got for that day.
Look at this.
Plus one or two people who are still hanging around in there to actually talk about beer.
Mm-hmm. We likely have a Discord. The Lager Line, if you would like to talk about beer in this way and how we used to do in positively.
Yeah, they must have got the boot again because all their posts are gone. Anyways, they were memeing up the new Ale Trail brew.
There were
Black Butte talked about that.
They didn't like 401 and like
mostly Full Circle and Tioga.
Oh. Like what were they Boston saying about Tioga?
Boston Beer is gonna do a Super Bowl ad.
Oh, they are. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Learn something
for the Wicked Hazy.
It's a Wicked Hazy. Oh, okay.
Wicked Hazy.
I like those. Those are solid.
Yeah? Oh, that's right. You're a fan of
I like the guy. The Boston Beer guy.
The Haze guy.
They do like the what's on first kind of joke with that one. Like, it's Wicked. He's all, what is it? So it's Wicked Hazy. I know, but what's it called? Wicked Hazy.
Yes. Very Dude, Where's My Car if you're born in the last 15 years.
You're not as old as me. That
yeah. Not ancient.
Hopefully later I can reference Laurel and Hardy at some point as well.
Right. Yes, let's make
good night, Ollie. Good night, Stanley.
So
I saw that in Seinfeld at one time. I was excited.
Huh?
Jerry and they made a Laurel and Hardy reference. So that was.
I'm catching up. Seinfeld's back on Comedy Central, so I'm back in the game.
Yeah.
I have not Netflixed it yet. So
if I had time, I
can't watch them in order.
Seinfeld. Podcast.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Apparently, at one time, Tarantula Hill Brewing Company made a collab with the Habit Burger. It was a hazy IPA.
But I saw that going around. That was an old one.
Yeah, this is they say Happy Throwback Thursday.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was new. Day. I was like, oh, Habit did a collab beer?
So, I mean, yeah, I don't even know where you'd find it. It'd be rad if they had a cold box in the Habit.
Oh, there's no way. Cause Habit doesn't have a liquor license. So.
No, they do not.
I can't.
So how do
it.
You get one of these? I would, even hazy, I would drink it. Like, this is very, this now makes me want a Carl Strauss and In-N-Out Burger collab.
All right, Carl, let's do it.
That'd be my Southern California burger collab.
Yeah. What's your, how do you have your burger at In-N-Out? What's your In-N-Out burger?
At In-N-Out?
In-N-Out.
I do, a cheeseburger with grilled onions.
Cheeseburger? Do you say cheeseburger?
Oh yeah, cheeseburger with grilled onions. Because they'll do the onions usually animal style, but they will also just grill the onions without the cheese sauce. So you can get
animal style with just cheese. Is with the cheese sauce.
Yeah, that's the melty like nacho cheese over the.
But doesn't? But it's also the onions. Like if I say animal style, they're gonna give me. Cheese and onions?
Yeah. Melty cheese and grilled onions. Otherwise, you just get raw onions. So I ask for just the grilled onions part. But everything else is factory on the burger.
All right.
And sometimes animal style fries. Those are okay.
Hmm. I just get a straight double-double. And then I take off.
Yeah.
I take off the lettuce. Like there's usually lettuce, right? It's like canned leaf lettuce. I think
it's leaf lettuce. Leafy. Yeah. It's not shredded like triangle.
Yeah, it's easy to take off when it's leaf lettuce. I'm just like
triangle burger does the shredded lettuce. Oh, maybe Habit does shredded lettuce too.
Yeah, I never.
Habit always does grilled onions, so you have to specify raw onions if you want.
Oh yeah, well I have to specify no onions.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah,
that's right. I have them take the pickles off.
Well, why don't you ever give them to me? You never save me the pickles.
I'll toss them out the window as I'm driving by.
You'll find them.
Your garage door will be peppered with onions.
Ugh, gross. This is an old school mixtape from Liquid Gravity. Yeah. I'll say this. It is clear AF.
Mm.
Not used to seeing things so clear. I mean, it's West Coast, so it's supposed to be.
Keep it West.
But sometimes, you know, people say like West Coast and then still mildly hazy.
All right. Another collab. Here we go.
All right.
There's. God damn it. Okay, Paul. Paul, if you're listening. Listen to me, Paul.
You better be.
Paul. You need to collab. So he's Northern California. Mm-hmm. Let me find out where these guys are at.
Also sometimes Southern Colorado.
Boonies, okay.
Colorado
Boonies. So sometimes Southern Colorado. All right. So I'm thinking of collabs that have nothing to do with beer. Like this hamburger hazy beer got me thinking. Paul's going to love this. There's a Volkswagen Camper specialty shop in Northern California called Go Westy. How cool would that be for a West Coast IPA?
Go Westy.
Go Westy. There you go.
There you go, Paul. Bringing it up to one of the brewers. Well, Paul knows how to brew too. I don't know what Paul's doing.
Volkswagen.
I know he's doing a lot of sales part.
But I bet he's got some pull in the marketing department.
He knows how to brew, so he might be able to get in there. Mix it up.
Are you guys shop? Where is this place? Contact Go Westy. Westy sales products. Los Osos, California. Ah, oh, they're near us. They're not Northern California. Damn it. They're Central Coast. They're not Northern California. Never mind. Don't do it, Paul. Trap. All right. So, yeah, In-N-Out Burger and Carl Strauss, they need to collab.
All
What else we got? Are you ready for the Ale Academy?
No.
Okay, good. If you go to vinepair.com, articles, beer, they're doing an Ale Academy series where they learn you how, what styles of beer.
Okay.
I'm sure that was a sentence. I'm pretty sure there was a sentence in there. They tell you the basics of each style of beer. And this month's style is Imperial Stouts, which are my favorite.
You like the stouts.
But it's kind of cheesy. It's very... I mean, if I was in junior high and learning about beer, this would be fine. Not that I'm smarter than somebody in junior high. But it's an infographic mostly about what an Imperial Russian Stout is. And it's cool. Like, it's basic knowledge. It's just, this is beer. This is ingredients. This is what it should taste like. Mm-hmm. Here's the beers you should try. Cool, quick guide if you're looking for an introduction to ales. Of course, I'm an expert, so I know everything.
Well, duh.
Duh.
Doi.
Ring closing after 33. Definitely time.
Yeah, Marine Brew Cup. It's closing. The final day is here. Congrats to anyone that's made it through dry January. Depending on when you're listening to this, it might be February or it might be the final days of January. But if you're in the final days, keep it up. It's just a few more days. You'll be glad you did.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guy. Keep up the good work, guys. Yeah.
What else?
If you live in Pomona, please go to the Grand National Roadster Show and look at all the beautiful Volkswagens on display. Because I cannot go.
Is that the ultimate Volkswagen show? Yes.
The Grand National Roadster Show is like the ultimate
Pomona race. Is that the Pomona Raceway?
Yeah, it's at the Pomona Fairgrounds.
This Sunday at the Pomona Fairgrounds. Volkswagen Roadshow.
There's lots of historical Volkswagens that pretty much paved the way for custom Volkswagen.
Oh.
Volkswagening.
Is the Love Bug going to be there?
As we know, the Love Bug will not be there. Well, get shit out of here.
Doesn't sound like that big a deal to me then.
Nope, not going.
Herbie's not gonna be there? Nah. Not gonna do it. Wouldn't be pretty.
What about a hot
Bro, where's
pink?
Herbie?
Bro.
Where's Herbie? That shit's funny.
The Herbster.
That's a
call him the Herbster.
That's a funny car. Herbie.
He talks and shit.
Yeah. Bring it out. I know you got it back there. Bring it out. Say something funny, Herbie.
What is this? Death Row Records West Coast IPA.
Finally.
From Boomtown. And it's got a QR code for a beer tape.
Beer tape? Did I get a tape? A cassette tape?
Yeah, from Death Row Records.
Hell yeah. Mixtape?
Yeah. Notes of citrus, pine, and grapefruit. Chew, your beer's going to get...
Send one out Boomtown. To us, Chew.
Has he ever talked about Boomtown? This does not sound familiar.
I don't know if he's talked about it. I mean, I've seen Boontown. But I don't know if Chu's talked about it. He knows, though. Right now, he's like, we've just given him fodder for his voicemail for next week.
Isn't Untappd doing something? Market calendars.
Untappd's always doing something. There was something, though. Uh-oh.
Years without
hear Louie? Anyone hear Louie?
That dog that's disrupting the condominium complex.
That's Louie. I have a speaker here in the studio that I can hear what the family room sounds like in the house, and Louie is barking at something. And both the cats are in here, so I don't know what he's barking at. Something's in our backyard right now, apparently. I'll keep you updated when I find out more.
Blah, blah, blah. Unions. Do you think breweries should unionize? As a former union member.
Current union member, I am. Yes.
Not the Ford Ranger Union.
That's different. Oh. Yeah, I mean, I don't know about like a little, you know, brewery that has like like the two owners and two employees, but
we're unionizing.
Yeah. But, you know, any mid-range. Oh,
this gets spicy as it warms up. Whoa. Yeah. How many employees do you think? Like,
I don't know. That's a good
50?
Question. 50? Yeah. Oh, yeah. At that point.
Union.
You should, you know, find a union to get into. But I know that's just like a young thing right now for, you know, it's a newish thing for breweries to be doing. But, I mean, it's just, you can't trust companies that treat you properly without somebody like over their shoulder going, nah, bro. Like everyone, like you can't trust a company to have a conscience. You know, in a perfect world, there no unions are necessary. There shouldn't be any unions because like an owner of a large company should have a conscience and like treat their employees properly and appreciate them and pay them properly and all that stuff. But most companies don't have a conscience. Most companies' conscience is what their stock price is and whatever their investors say. So when they're like that, then you got to have a union because otherwise they'll just bleed the employees dry.
Not take the bonus over the employees' happiness.
Exactly.
This is insane. You're blowing my mind right now.
My mind's blown, bro. So yeah, more breweries, biggerish breweries should be unionized.
Union, not union.
Everybody benefits, so only people don't benefit are the millionaires and billionaires. So
what?
I don't know why you gotta help them out. They don't need any
help. I'll never unionize then. As a fellow billionaire.
As a billionaire myself, I don't believe in unions.
But you got me.
There's a podcast union. Podcaster union.
Yeah. I'm unionizing.
Uh-oh. Shit. Uh-oh. You and Matt unionized. What am I supposed to do here?
You're the evil billionaire. We're unionizing, I guess.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Making all this money.
Yep. We figured it out. Have you ever noticed?
How can I tell Nick
Mikey's
and Matt?
Mikey's got a new a new beer every week on the no, show.
Had nothing to do
like
with
he must be rich.
Nothing to do with the show. No. I got that's my inheritance. My uncle
every
left
week
that.
He's got my a uncle new left beer. Me that like beer. No big deal.
No, that was gifted to me. Was, like,
I hear he's at the market once a week, spending tens of dollars on new beer.
tens of dollars. Walking out of there. $38 he just threw down like it was nothing.
$6 brick of sharp cheddar, no big deal to him.
Oh great. Now I'm gonna get old tomatoes thrown at me when I leave the market now when I buy my beer.
In your fur coat.
Boo this man.
Boo. Climbing into your Ford Ranger Limited.
Boo. My limited series Ford Ranger.
Limited. It says limited.
Only 20 people have this.
Yeah. Special order the light bar.
Nobody else has this light bar.
We're unionizing.
Only flea
taking
from
the man down.
Red Hot Chili Peppers is the only other person who has this light bar.
What's the matter, McFly? Chicken.
Chicken? What's the matter, McFly? Chicken. Chicken. What else, Nick?
Oh, that's enough of my rambling.
Oh,
Oh, don't worry. I'll come up with more.
Okay. Ray Ricky Rivera on Twitter. He wrote a piece for VinePair. The second VinePair mentioning this week.
He
asked 10 brewers, what's the best brewery to visit in your city right now?
Oh, okay. He
tried to get it across the country, although it seems pretty...
So he hit Fresno,
pretty
obviously.
LA, yeah.
A flourishing craft
beer. LA heavy.
What? I'm shocked.
What? But here is his list. The best breweries to visit right now, according to actual brewers. Last Wave Brewing Company in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey.
Okay. They
That's
specialize
the first
in
I've
lagers.
Heard of Last Wave, probably. Yeah. Integrin Brewing Company, Moore Park, California. Chew and Tony Bags are talking about Integrin, and we always hear about Integrin. Tenaya Creek Brewery in Las Vegas.
Oh.
We hear about Tenaya Vegas Creek. Brugeria Company in Pico Rivera. And the first time I heard of that. Pilot Project Brewing in Chicago. First time I heard of them. Highland Park. You hear a lot about Highland Park. Highland Park in Los Angeles. Bold Mariner Brewing Company in Norfolk,
Virginia.
That's the first time I heard of Bold Mariner. 10 Mile Brewing Company in Signal Hill, California, which is right there next to Lakewood in Long Beach.
What?
I had a house the house I lived in Lakewood with my parents. How you say that? When I lived with my parents in their house.
In your house?
Yeah.
Your parents lived with you?
It was a two-story, so I could see Signal Hill from my bedroom. It was pretty cool and the nice. Because Signal Hill is like the one little hill in that area of town, and you go up the Signal Hill, and that's where it's a makeout spot, by the way. I could convince any girl to go up there with me, but... And you could see the other way, like it's in southern LA County, and you could see the other way and go look back towards the Hollywood way. But and High Def Brewing in Los Angeles, I had not heard of High Def before.
That's a cool name though.
You're a LA brewer called High Def, and Radiani. Beer company in Anaheim. You should have heard of this, Nick.
Anaheim.
Radiant? You're supposed to know all the Anaheim brews.
I know. I do.
Radiant?
I was just going to tell you about Radiant.
R-A-D-I-A-N-Y.
I was just getting ready to tell you how cool they are.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you didn't give me a chance.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That sucks.
I mean, this new brewery in Anaheim, obviously.
So there, when next time you go to Disneyland, there's a new brewery to hit up.
Yes. That would be rad.
Have you had, you had the beer at the Star Wars Land?
No, they were not open the last time we went. They were, I guess you couldn't socially distance in there, so they shut it down. Shut her down.
It's back open again.
Nice. Yeah, this was almost a year ago, last April, I believe. You were there.
I'm just also just looking forward because it was a nice day today in Fresno. As far as a little bit,
oh my gosh, warm. Our from 11 to 3 is insanely beautiful right now.
Yeah, it's just nice. Yeah. And today I just got the glimmer of hope of patio beer garden. Yes. Patio beers. I was like,
patio weather.
Oh, I want to be sitting on my patio right now with a beer, but I'm at work.
The spring fever is bad right now.
So I'm just like, oh, I haven't sat on the patio with a beer in a while. I'm ready. Yeah,
it's winter from 6 a.m. to almost noon.
Yep.
And then we get this warm, this four hour
window of just like
perfect. Ah. Lunch hour.
This is what life is supposed to be.
And then back to freezing the minute the sun sets.
We could use some rain to clear it out here. We had like the wettest January or wettest December ever, and then no rain in January.
Shit, yeah, it was nuts.
Well, cheers to everyone. That early cheers. Everyone, that dry January. Now it's you're about to make it to February. Just go nuts, man. Enjoy it. Get on your beer garden. Make some beer gardener. This is the time when you make your improvements, so you get prepared.
Yes.
For beer garden weather.
Lowe's is about to have a sale on bark, so.
Oh.
You could decorate your.
Yeah, I'm not big on bark. I'm not a big bark guy. I keep it natural.
Yeah. Dirt. Yeah.
Dirt.
Good old dirt.
Good old dirt.
Leisure Town. Oh, Radiant. Radiant is it's maybe 10 minutes away from Disneyland.
Wow. Radiant. That's kind of far.
Yeah.
I need it to be right there.
You want adjacent? You want?
Yeah.
You want Ballast Point?
Yeah. We can go to that Ballast Point now. I never hear anyone. I mean, it's been a wild couple of years, so it's not really normal. But it's like I haven't heard anyone that has gone there yet.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's kind of looked over still.
Are a show that likes you to participate, whether that's emailing us and having us read that email on the show, or it's leaving a voicemail or sending us a voicemail through email. You can email us perfectboardpodcast@gmail.com, or you can call. We have a 24/7 voicemail line as long as Google keeps it going. 559-492-0542. We got 3 minutes to leave us something. And this week we're going to start with those, the traditional voicemail.
Hello, Perfect Boar. This is Psycho Bear.
What's up, Psycho Bear?
Real quick, I heard that There Does Not Exist is pouring somewhere in Oakland. If you guys could let me know, because I don't know the date and I don't want to miss it. And I want to see Tony Bags again. Anyways, yeah, that would be great. Thank you, gentlemen. Also, made it down to Humble Sea Pacifica a couple days ago. What a lovely spot. Had a couple tasty hazies. Had some new pastry stout, which poured like Nestle quick. Oh, it is okay. I got a bottle. A little pricey, but we'll see how that goes. Anyways, please don't get rid of traditional voicemails. That's the only way I know I can get in touch together. Anyways, keep up the good work, guys. Psycho Bear. Goodbye.
Psycho Bear. Bye. Thanks, Psycho Bear. Hear that, Google? Don't shut us down. Don't
there
do
you
it.
Go.
We're the ones using it. You guys got to keep it going.
One since vote
we're
the, to keep it.
We're the only ones using it. You're like, you know what? You guys are the only ones still using Google Voice. Like, damn straight we are. So, Tony Bags, if you can get in touch with Psycho Bear, or just call real quick. Say, this is where you can find There Does Not Exist in Oakland, East Bay, somewhere. Let us know.
Hey, fellas, it's Jay. So let's try this again. I don't know what happened last week, but wound up leaving two voicemails, and they got all chopped up and mixed together. That was weird. So, real quick, just to recap. So the Wasatch, well, the Canarchy being bought by Monster, I'll probably go ahead and keep drinking it because, like, I usually drink several Monsters a week and be kind of dumb to still buy Monster, but not buy the beer they own.
That's funny. Yeah, all right. So, I like it.
That doesn't really faze me. The Uinta deal, they haven't been fully locally owned for a while. They sold a big chunk of the company to an investor about 10 years ago. And then, like, in 2017, they sold another chunk to a private investor who then backed out of the deal. And another private investor scooped up the deal, and now they finally sold out to the international beverage importer that no one's ever heard of. And the only thing they have in their portfolio that I've heard of is Innocent Gun, which I'm still not even really sure about them. So yeah, that one, I don't drink too much Uinta as it is, but it still kind of sucks. And one last thing. Just want to say a big happy birthday and cheers to the Scotty 91.
What?
Happy birthday, man. All right, thanks, fellas. Keep up the good work. Check your dates and all that. Bye.
Bye. Scotty 91, happy birthday, bro. Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
That is funny. Tom Hopdown makes a good point about the I don't drink Monster. The energy drinks make me feel weird, man. I'm just like, I don't like this.
Woo. But just be glad breweries don't put niacin in the beer. That really makes you feel weird.
But I do like caffeine. I like coffee and I like Coke Zeros. I'll drink Coke Zeros all day, Pepsi Zeros and Coke Zeros, whatever. But The energy drink's just like, I don't like this. But yeah, that is funny. It's like, you just drink Monster energy drinks, but then you're like, nah, I'm not going to drink.
Not going to have any of that Canarchy.
Not going to drink any of those Canarchy beers because Monster bought them.
Yeah.
What are you drinking right now? Well, it's a Monster, but like, it's not the same. So yeah, I guess if you have a stance of like, I'm not going to drink Oscar Blues because Monster owns them, then I guess you can't also be
as you're
Monster.
Sipping your Monster.
Oh man, the beer world's so interesting.
Hey, boys. The Fontana Jim calling from my work last. So I'm out in North Carolina this week, and I hit perfect poor reps, and, you know, everybody's down with the COVID, hideaway, contagion, self-fucking hideout, I guess. You know, whatever. So I've hit a couple places out here. Turns out, Total Wine's got a pretty decent selection in local beer. But except, you have to hashtag check your dates. Because I've seen IPAs from September of 2021. From August of 2021. Oh boy. I have seen IPAs that are about ready to have a birthday from February of 2021. So check your dates, boys and girls. It will only serve you in the long run. Now, I was surprised on this trip. I did manage to have a August or September IPA from 2021 that was not bad. It was a hazy, which surprised the holy hell out of me. But, you know, visit your local craft breweries. Look for fresh beers, because local craft is more likely to have fresh beers than your little totes. And keep up the good work, guys. Bye. Greensboro.
Woo, Greensboro, Carolinas. Is out there in the Carolinas. I don't have a Carolina accent. I'm not going to go there. Carolinas have their own.
You'll get it. Keep going.
I'm on the Carolina accent. I've got that Carolina accent. No, that's the one. Never mind. Please forget what I said. Thanks, the Fontana Jim.
We won't edit it out.
I know. Gotta get a better editor here. Make me at least try and make me look okay.
Oh, he's not even near the water. Good work, guys. He's in the middle of the state.
Oh, why even bother?
Why even bother?
Not by the Atlantic.
Just go down to Florida and stream, see the Florida reps.
Yeah,
go see Florida Steve.
Go see Florida Steve. Go to Willard's. Willard's. And that's all the traditional voicemail. Let's go. So some emailed voicemails.
Hey guys, what's going on? It is Sunday evening. We're having I'm turning the TV down. Watch a little football. A bunch of teams we don't care about.
Hey, so we have the Rams, baby. We have this thing in Colorado called
the Brewery Masters.
So the brewery. So if you're a part of the Brewery Masters Club, that means you've gone to every brewery in the state of Colorado, and then they have a party, I guess, once a year.
I think this is the first one I've ever heard of, but they're doing it at Woods Boss Brewing for the Brewery Masters, and I think there's six or seven people, and one couple who've actually gone to every brewery in Colorado.
And the couple we know.
Yeah, one of the couples we do know. Which is kind of cool. So I'm like, hey man, I'm like a brewery master. I've been to a lot of breweries. There's this list that you can click on. And I'm like, oh hell no! Like, we have places in Colorado that are pretty remote. I mean, we're not as big as California, obviously, but like, holy shit! Like, there's places that are just so far south, way out east, like in the mountains. Way west. Yeah, little shithole towns you've never heard of.
Your 9-hour, 10-hour drive.
Yeah, and I'm definitely not. So do I don't think that I will ever be a brewery master. But
do we were just wondering if other states have this.
Yeah, like, could you be an LA master?
LA? No, just LA. California?
No, you can't be a California master.
California's impossible.
Or maybe it's just a Southern California
There's no
master?
Fucking way you could go to every brewery
maybe
in California.
If they split LA California into three, like Southern, Central, Northern, maybe you could be...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could do... So, like, I'm sure that Mikey, Nick, and Matt are Frisco brewery masters. They've probably been to every brewery in Frisco. Fresno,
more
sorry.
Than a city. I mean, we're Thornton brewery masters. I mean...
yeah, because there's two breweries. Well, now
one brewery.
I don't know, it's kind of cool that they're having a party for these guys. I don't know if we're going to go or not to the thing, but I thought it was interesting that they had a
that's part of your rep.
Have a party for these folks, so kind of cool.
Being a rep,
yeah. And I failed with my dry January. Totally failed. Aww. This weekend. I fell off or on the wagon. I don't know what
you fell off the wagon.
I fell off the wagon.
Jesus, dog, chill, fucking.
I was so drunk, I fell off the wagon.
She wasn't that. She didn't get that drunk, but. Yeah. I think Four Noses really did her in. We went down there and they just
had some. Takes me to the Four Noses. I mean, it's just one of my favorite breweries, and then they expect me not to drink. And
I didn't expect anybody not to drink.
That's not fair.
Yeah, they had a new Pilsner on. It was the Ted Lasso beer.
Actually, I failed as of Wednesday. I was like, I'm having a glass of wine.
Yeah, well.
That's a terrible way to fail with wine.
Anyways, so it was fun while it lasted.
So does anybody else have their version? Listeners, you guys, any version of the Brewery Masters? Yeah.
Because we're curious.
Yeah, we're beer curious.
We want you to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. Bye, Colin and Janine. Thank you.
Bye.
That would be impossible for... There's no way there's a Brewery Master of California.
I'm trying to look up to see how many we have. I don't know if this number is right. 325 breweries in California?
That sounds low.
That sounds way low.
I mean, there's so many nooks and crannies. I think it would be impossible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in California, there's no way.
I see Colorado would be hella tough, but possible if you're like retired and or just like that's all I do. The only thing I do is work.
So you're saying XL Perro is the only chance we have.
Yeah. Like Arizona probably be possible.
958 breweries in California.
All right. Let's just round up to 1,000. We'll say 1,000 breweries.
Okay, let's just say 1,000.
No, you're not.
So a brewery a day would take you 4 years.
Wow. Yeah. We definitely talking about a retired person with some money.
Oh, 3 years.
But it's like new breweries are going to keep popping up. Like, how are you going to catch up to that?
Yeah. The only thing I could even remotely relate to that is when BC's Pizza had beers around the world. And if you tried over 100 beers, you got your stamp card.
Do they still do that?
I don't know. That's the only thing I could think of that we know about that.
We're talking about a pizza slash beer bar that's now it's in Clovis. Used to be in Fresno when it was cool, but then moved to Clovis, so nobody cares anymore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they had 100 they're shit ton of beers on tap.
Yeah,
I remember when it was when it was in Fresno here on Palm and Shaw. Like, that was the only place, that was the first place I remember a place having a bunch of different beers on tap and available to drink. That was, like, my first experience with a place that had, like, tons of different options.
Right, not just craft, it was everything. It was world beer. It was just German lagers and Belgian wheat beers and
God, I love
Irish stouts.
Hey, what's up, Holmes? Treat your beer. Man, Nick and Mike, how you about this doing? Check it out, eh? Mikey, I like to blame you, homie, and all millennials like you for the reason of Marin Brewing Company going away, Holmes. Is you guys drinking these sweet, sweet hazies? That's it. I can't believe you can drink those, man. I can't stand them, Holmes. I do appreciate a hazy, but as long as it has that West Coast twist, like a piney, citrus, just man, that heavy, heavy resin. Love those type of hazies. But the sweet ones, man, no gracias, ese. Other than that, I'm a little sad, Holmes. I'm having surgery on the 31st, which is on Monday. Have you noticed I haven't cussed, homie? I made some notes, and I said don't cuss, so I'm trying to help you out. I'm having surgery on Monday, which is the 31st. I've been dealing with this pain on my left leg, Holmes, and I'm fed up. I'm tired of dealing with the pain, so I'm going under the knife and getting it done. So the sad part is doctor advised I can't have no alcohol for 2 days before the surgery, which is kind of bad, Holmes, because my Niners are playing on Sunday, homie, and it'd be pretty damn cool to be drinking some beers and watching my Niners play. But, Niners? You know, I'm really hoping for a Niners and Bengals issues. Super Bowl, like back in the days when Montana and Jerry Rice were beating up Montana, on Boomer Esiason. So, you know, let's hope that happens. Bring back some of those childhood memories, homie. But other than that, no alcohol for 2 days. That means on Friday, I'm going to get so drunk, Holmes, that I'm going to let that buzz carry over till Sunday. And so like that, I'm buzzing while the Niners play. That's it, homie. Just wish me luck. Procedure's about 2 to 3 hours, and I should be back to work in 3 weeks or something like that, Holmes. Does not like me to be out of work, but you know what can you do, man? You got to get better for better things. And that's about it, homie. This is Chew Your Beer, and let's go Niners. That's it. I have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Hey. For one, chill out on the Let's Go Niners talk. All right. This is a Rams podcast. Nick and Matt don't know any better, so I can just say,
yeah, we don't.
Rams podcast. Lucky. We love the Rams on this podcast. I hate the Rams for how they've played against the Niners for the past few years, and Niner fans have every right to talk shit about the Rams because the Rams fucked up every time against the Niners, and it pisses me off. I don't like McVay when he plays the Niners because they don't treat the Niners with enough respect, so they always lose. So I don't know what's going to happen with the Rams and Niners game, but hopefully we're going to have the Rams with the NFC champ. But
okay, anyway, I got one question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where do the Rams play?
They play in SoFi Stadium in Inglewood.
Uh-huh. It's in Inglewood.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the airport. They're by the airport.
I understand where Inglewood's at. Right. We could not figure out what the hell's a SoFi. So they're still the LA Rams. Weren't they supposed to move?
They were in St. Louis, and they were originally they're in Cleveland. Back in the day.
All right.
And then they moved to LA, and they played in the Coliseum, LA Coliseum, on the USC campus for a long time. And then they moved to Anaheim. Mm-hmm. And they're still the LA Rams, but they play the Anaheim Coliseum, which is still there, not too far from Disneyland. And then the owner died and left it to his wife, and his wife eventually moved the team to St. Louis and Georgia. And then, they did well in St. Louis and won a Super Bowl out there and stuff. But eventually, you know, the LA fan base was like, bring him back. And the St. Louis had a crappy arena or crappy stadium. They needed a new stadium, and they basically bounced because they couldn't get a new stadium built in St. Louis, and LA got the Rams back. So now the Rams came back and ironically played in the old Coliseum, while they built this new stadium in Inglewood, the SoFi. Now it's SoFi Stadium. It's basically considered the best stadium in all of American sports now.
That's where the Super Bowl's at?
And that's where the Super Bowl is getting played, and the Rams are playing the Niners in there to go. They could actually play in their home stadium for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And there's your sports talk.
Clear as mud.
The perfect port. apparently Chu's a Niner fan. But like, good luck with Chu and the surgery. Hopefully everything is cool and Chu just feels better after it in those 2 days. I like that Chu's gonna just like 2 days before he's just gonna drink so fucking much that he's just gonna try and ride that buzz for
he'll 2 days. Hungover after the surgery.
And the doctor's all you didn't like, I don't know. I told you not to drink for 2 days before. You didn't do that, right? He's like, no, I didn't. Did not do that. And just like looking at his chart, he's like, boy, this chart does not really indicate that.
Your BAC. He's
like, you didn't say I couldn't drink a shit ton 3 days out.
Yeah. Said stop drinking before 2 days.
Well, no Niners fans. Niners fans don't hate me. All right. We'll see what happens. May the best NFC West team win. And thanks everyone for calling on the show and participating in the show. We really appreciate it. By the way, while Chu was talking, I opened up a new beer.
I love gold.
Another Adobe Creek beer from Novato's Adobe Creek. Paul Employer. Indy, they've got the Indy beer label. They participate in the upside down bottle. It's pretty good. I like it. It's a little bit sweet. Not a lot of sweet beers going on this evening, but that's typical NorCal beer. Very good NorCal IPA. Still no Nat. Where is Nat? What do you think Matt's doing? Email us. What were you drinking last week, man? The Nikki.
Man, I dipped into my stash of show beers to be able to have something to drink. So I drank the Adobe Creek Riley West Coast IPA. And for some reason, it has a picture of a golden retriever on the can. I don't know who this...
Must be a brewer's golden retriever, maybe.
Yeah, someone belongs to this dog because he's way too cute, and I'm guessing his name is Riley. He had a West Coast IPA named after him. It was quite nice. I do appreciate that beer from
And them. That last week on the show.
Other than that, just some rush hours and some... I finished my celebration case of beer. It's gone finally.
I mean, you're really
there's no
going
more celebrations in my house.
Like do you even have beer left in your fridge?
Thanks to Wazoo and Paul, I do now.
Jeez.
Trying to clear it out.
Maybe
start
a
fresh
Whole Foods
in the new year.
This weekend. I'll get you some new beer.
Oh, why? Because you're a billionaire podcaster.
Because I don't allow my employees to unionize. So I got all kinds
That's
of money.
That's right. You keep that carrot dangling. Oh, you want this beer? No, don't you?
What's all yours? Going to union? Or I won't buy you any beer.
No union. Nope. I'm going to clear out these old beers and go get some freshies from the markets.
Big market trip.
Yeah. Spend some money.
Go nuts.
Give me some wrapped powder days.
There's a new Firestone beer out there. Firestone. IPA brew out there. Now I'm the name escaping now, but almost got it a couple times. Let's see, what did I do this past week that I clocked in on Untappd for? I had a lager, the Bridal Veil lager from Tioga Sequoia Brewing.
Wow, there's a throwback.
And a drawback from having a lager is it's too easy to drink. Like easy drinking.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's a good positive for a beer. But okay, like not when you have, when you go through it like very quickly, because it's so easy to drink. Damn. And then it's done. I'm not used to drinking lagers that much, and I've had several of the Breivell this week. And I get this little 16-ounce can, I have it, and it just goes like that.
And yeah,
I'm not used to going so fast. I'm used to having an IPA where it's, I enjoy
it. You drink a beer.
Yeah, but the lager, it's just like, it's gone so quick. Yeah,
it's hop water.
Yeah, it's kind of hop water. But just saying. Bohemian Grove from Carl Strauss Brewing Company, the collab they did with Bergen.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice beer.
Okay.
I'm recommending picking it up, but it is not like over the top. You're like, oh shit, Bergen, Carl Strauss. But it's still good. Worth picking up.
Do you think it would be that good? Socks.
Yeah.
Socks removed.
My socks stayed on, but they were satisfied. That makes sense.
Satisfied socks.
Satisfied socks. Another Tioga Sequoia beer, the Four Strong Pale Ale. Always good. There does not exist beer called Particle Drift.
Yes.
That was very good.
That was on tap at Eureka Burger.
Oh. Boat Shoes IPA, the hazy IPA from Carl Strauss, had that. This one had a lot of floaties in it. And I don't know if that's a normal thing for Boat Shoes, but I don't remember having a bunch of Boat Shoes.
You got a bottom barrel can.
Yeah, I guess so. The Lookout IPA from Tioga Sequoia. Rippin' and Revin' from Revision Company, double IPA. That was pretty good.
Wow.
Stargazer from Chrome Wolf.
Revision.
Yeah, Revision. That was good. And there's I don't know if this has happened to you. Maybe you're not untapped enough. Those that are on untapped a lot, I don't know if this has happened to you, but I've had a handful of accounts that are like these girls that are like it kind of like how on Instagram where they'll be just just like these sort of fake accounts that are girls and there's like 8 pictures of themselves. And then I don't know what, I guess you're supposed to follow them and then click their links or something. So like, there's like a small subset going on Untappd where like, and I don't know what's happened. There's been a few of them that have friended me or at least tried to friend me on Untappd. And like, so here's one that just recently happened called Georgina Scott or Georgina 70. And like, there's one sort of like non-beer pick, like very Instagram sort of sexualized pick. And then there's other picks that are beer and they're actual check-ins to beer. And it's just like, what, it looks very fake, but then at the same time, there seem to be
the check-ins are real.
Yeah. The check-ins seem to be real. And then they message me or this quote unquote, she message me like, and the message is just like, hi. And
wow.
And it's like, okay, But well, so I'm like,
they're starting to lure.
Yeah.
Lure
so I'm like, what? Like, what's the end game here? Like, there's no in their profile. There's no like link to like something. You know, usually in Instagram, there's like, oh, go over here and like see my thing, my pics and all the things. There's no link or anything. There's just like, so I'm like, what's like, what happened? Like, do you get engaged with them? And then like, eventually they're like, oh, go to this link and check me out. Like
what's, I'm just, or is it like, what was your first car? No lying.
Yeah. No lying.
What was the street you grew up on?
What's like, what's your favorite series of numbers?
Yeah. Like if you had to pick four numbers,
like if you had to pick your birthday, what would that be?
Yeah. What was your first childhood friend?
So it's just weird. It's like, what? It's like, so it's, I'm pretty sure it's like some sort of scam fake account, but like, I don't understand the end game of it. And there was one like last year that tried to kept engaging with me with direct messages on Untappd. So I finally, so I'm just like, okay. Yeah, right. So I'm just like, okay, this is somebody scamming me, but I'll play along and act like,
right.
I'll treat it as an actual person. So I was like,
yeah, let's see where this goes.
Yeah. So I had like a normal sort of conversation, but it's like very generic. It's not like personal or anything. It's not like, oh, I see that you're a podcaster, but it's just like, oh, how's it going today? Oh, how was your day today? And it's like, and like, but it never goes. I'm like, okay, where's the part where they're going to sell me on something or like,
yeah,
push me. And like never happens.
Where's your pyramid scheme?
And I'm like, what's even going on? Like it never goes anywhere. It never goes like personal, like that way, or like it, like it's a real person, and it never goes to like, here's the link to go check out. Like, it's just weird, man. So I'm just like, just an early call out to listeners that are on Untappd. If you're experiencing this and know about, because I have not seen anyone write about it yet or talk about it yet. So I'm just like, am I going to be the first person that writes about these weird scamming girls on Untappd? Or
we've been trying to reach you. Your Ford Ranger's warranty is about to expire.
My warranty. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah. The light bar warranty.
Totally forgot about my light bar warranty.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Wells Fargo, am I right? Hope you don't think there.
Yeah. I have like three emails and I don't have any I don't have a Wells Fargo account, but all of those emails get like, we just shut down your Wells Fargo account for some weird shit. Click this link.
And yeah, to fix it.
Fix your Wells Fargo account. Okay. My non-existent Wells Fargo account. I better get that fixed.
Yeah. Oh, silly me. I lost your Venmo account username. Can you please send it to me?
Oh, okay. I forgot your password to your Citibank account. Could you send that?
I'm sorry.
Cheers. Sorry, Nick. The cheers stepped over you.
The joke was dead 5 minutes ago.
Some cheers, Nick.
Kapow, pow, pow. Cheers to Roger from Pine and Palm. He had a birthday this week.
Oh, happy birthday, Roger.
Yeah. Pat, previous show guest and current.
Sometimes he would just pop in.
You pop in?
Roger knows where the studio is at. So, like, there would be times, and he knows when we're recording.
Oh, yeah.
So he'd just be like, open the door would open and be Roger like, hey.
Hey.
Back in the day when things were normal.
Yeah. That also reminds me, Dave Renteria, he was another
Dave Renteria.
Renteria. He was another stop by and hang out kind of
yep.
listener. Privileged with the address of the studio. Yeah, there's some cheers right there.
All right. Nick caught me in mid-eating a cracker, so it's just completely...
Mid-cracker. Sorry, I'll keep
I was
going.
Expecting Here's... Nick to have at least one more cheer, so I could eat a cracker.
Yeah, one more cheers length cracker. Cracker length cheers.
Cheers are golden gods.
Right. Of course. Nick?
What are our golden gods? Who are they?
People like...
No, I mean,
and also
individually, I mean, just what in general, the golden gods.
I feel like this question should be a lot easier to answer than I'm making it out to be.
I don't know what's happening right now, but there are patrons,
cool people who give us money.
There you go.
Yeah. And get access to the Porum mm-hmm. and the Discord and
the, tailgate, audio.
Tailgate.
What happens before? Before
they get
we hit
tailgate
before?
Video?
No.
Okay, just
and that's a little bone of contention with the golden gods. They're like, why do we not get video?
Okay.
Because well,
maybe I'll post a picture of the puppy then because
right. My reasoning is nobody needs. It's very unappealing.
It's very unappealing video. Pretty.
Not great.
We're podcasters for a reason.
Yeah. We don't have a YouTube show. We have a
We're even too ugly for radio.
So Golden Gods, thank you guys. Every month they give us money and we use it to pay for the bills. So thank you. And cheers to Eddie Van Halen. It was his birthday this past week.
What?
And even though he's not around anymore, but cheers to Eddie's birthday.
Posthumous birthday.
Mm-hmm. The Friday night Zoomers, they're still doing it every Friday night. If you're looking for cool people to hang out with on Zoom, the Friday night Zoom, they do it. Check that logger line in the Discord group for password and stuff. And if you don't see it, then message us or message somebody you know that's usually a participant in the Friday night Zoom, and we'll get you in there. Just hang out. It's just a relaxing hangout with some cool people that listen to the Burp Boar and like beer and stuff. So it's good folk in there. I would advise it. If you need some drinking buddies on a Friday night. Also, cheers to Lupe and the Core 4 Brewing and Wymo Aaron and Courtney and everybody that talks about us and shares the show out on their own social media and just talks about us in general. We really cheers to you and appreciate it. And that's the cheersing. As yeah, what we got left? I got my Adobe Creek. It's got an owl on it, and it's called It's Been a Slice IPA. And that's why I'm going to enjoy the rest of the... Try and make this last all week long. Cheers to the Rams.
Make it last. Do we have to?
Well, I'll cheers them. You cannot participate.
Cheers to the...
Cheers to episode 5 of Boba Fett. That's all I'll say about it.
Hey.
If you've been frustrated with the Boba Fett series, make sure to check out episode 5. Then you'll be back. You'll be back. Perfect Poor Pod on social media. the Nick 80. That's his social media. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. And I am Mikey Top Pour. That's all the things you need to know. In the meantime, have a great week.
Yes.
Be safe.
Maybe.
No, I'm going to dad you. You got to be safe.
You got to be safe.
Got to be safe. Can't, if, all right. If you can't be safe, then go home.
That's right. Be safe. Yeah.
Yeah. Go be, go get wild at home. If you're at home,
get, you know,
it. Yeah, go ahead. Put forks in the outlets.
Right.
You know, get on the roof. Whatever.
Yeah. Lick the asbestos.
Yeah. You're only hurting yourself.
That's right.
But, you know, you can be safe. But, you know, before you do all that, you gotta what?
Check your dates.